from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro. It's Rick Insel Live.
Rick Insel Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Lady Raiders.
Manning posting up inside. Shot good and she's fouled. Three-pointer in the air. That one's good. Raiders win.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Insel with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee women's basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Rick Insel Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Insel and the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome in to another edition of Rick Insel Live, coming to you from Coach's Grill right here on Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. We've got the coach of the Lady Raiders here for an hour. We're talking Lady Raider basketball and some other things. Looking at what's going on in the Sun Belt Conference, taking a look at our games in the past week, and have a special guest tonight. Coach, welcome in again.
Dick, had another good one. Another good one.
Another good week of Lady Raider basketball with two wins, and another good honor for our sophomore, Ebony Rowe, who was named the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week for the third time this season. And the seventh time in her career.
I believe that's what I was going to say. I think that might be the seventh time in her career. So, and thank goodness she's still got two more years with us.
Yeah, she ties Amber Holt for that accolade. And Alicia Clark, of course, won it 12 times in just 2 years. And Ebony's probably got a good shot at that, don't you think?
I think so.
Well, congratulations to Ebony and to the Lady Raiders for a couple of big wins last week. We have question cards that have been handed out, and we're going to do a little something different this week. Travis, you don't even know about this yet. Dwayne, Travis, you guys don't know about this yet. If you folks would like to get in the running for a major prize, it's not a major award, it's not from Italy, but we're going to ask you to, on one of these cards, put your name and guess the attendance for Wednesday night's game. Now, this is not open to staff and immediate family, but anybody else is eligible. Just put your name on the card. Put what you think the official attendance will be Wednesday night. Hand it in up here, and then we'll take it and hold it and see who's the closest. Whoever comes closest, we'll get you a little prize next week. So if you want to do that and participate, I think our attendance generally ranges from maybe 2,700 to up to 5,200. So that's kind of the range that you'll be looking in. So give us a four-figure number for sure. It won't be like the attendance at South Alabama, will it, Coach?
I don't think so.
Don Wright told me he counted 83 during the national anthem.
What did they give the attendance at?
Chip, do you remember? I don't remember what the attendance was. Yeah. Yeah.
2889. Well, uh-huh. That's better than Florida International. We had more people than they had there, and I think that probably there was about 35 people there, and most of them was ours, and I think they gave the attendance, maybe 800 or 900, something like that. So.
All right. So, Travis, if you and Dwayne would hand those, anybody wants to join, Travis will bring some cards around. You can kind of get your name in the pot there. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking Lady Raider basketball with the head coach, Rick Insel. Right now, this time out from Elegant Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come.
Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But more what? So we asked the lottery number crunchers to tell us about more.
Well, more players will now win $1 million.
You know that for sure.
We've had 238 match 5 winners in Tennessee. With a new Powerball, they'd all have won at least $1 million.
That sounds like more to me. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Live from Coach's Grill here on a Monday night. Got another big doubleheader for you tonight. Chip Walters will be along with Coach Kermit Davis at 7 o'clock. These are both call-in shows. The number to call is 1-866-RAIDERS. That equates to 1-866-724-3377. Or you can contact us by email, radio@goblueraiders.com, and we'll be able to answer your question or read your comments that way. So give us a call one way or the other, and the folks, you folks here at Coach's Grill will be able to send in those question cards. Great crowd again tonight, Coach.
Good crowd. Good crowd.
Well, let's go back to Wednesday night last week, the Arkansas State game. A win for the Raiders by a score of 71-62. And I thought, Coach, the first 12 or 13 minutes of that game, and for those of you who were here, were at the Murphy Center watching, probably the best basketball offense and defense we've played all year.
Well, we're our worst enemy, Dick. We came out and we executed our offense to the tee. We got some great shots. We knocked down, I think, three threes. And then, you know, after we built up, I think it was a 20 or 21, 22-point lead, we started freelancing. We got to looking at the scoreboard. We thought, heck, we're going to win this game. And, you know, they've got to tell Arkansas State that, though, because they just kept chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And finally, in the second half, they got a little confidence. What really, you know, and that's one of the things we've been fighting with our basketball team. We're happy as a coaching staff with the young ladies we've got. They play hard. They give us maximum effort in practice and in games. But sometimes we just do some things that take us off track and takes our momentum away from us. And that's one of the things we've been working on in practice is let's don't go to freelancing. Let's continue to play the game. And, you know, someone's asked about our depth. And I'll tell you right now, there's nobody that wants to play our depth any more than our coaching staff. But we've got to feel like we can trust those young ladies when they go in the game. There's two sides to that. One side is, how are you going to know if you can trust them if you don't get them in? Well, practice is where we look at that. And I think you were there today. One of the things that we were working on was being consistent, know your role, play your role, go to the boards, defend, things like that. And we're getting better. And, you know, all you need is a little success in practice, and then that'll lead you to a little more success, and then at that point we'll feel comfortable about getting into the game.
It seemed that after that 36-13 lead we built up, You started subbing a little bit at that point, and things kind of went downhill from then until the half.
When we subbed, we had two defensive assignments that was missed, and there was two threes out of that. So you go from 23 to 16 just that quick, or 17. And then, you know, the other players, they get disgruntled with what's going on. So, and it's nothing major. It's just little simple things that we've got to take care of. We've got to start thinking the game on the floor instead of just going out there and being so mechanical.
The game went from a 23-point game to about a 10- or 12-point game for most of the second half.
Well, I think at one time they cut it to 6, I believe. So, you know, one of the things that we've got to do is we've got to do a better job of taking care of business. We got, I've said this all along, we got some young ladies there that when they play against us in practice, we can't stop them. But yet when they play with us in practice, they forget their assignments. So, you know, we just got to keep working at it, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, one of the highlights of that game was Ebony Rowe, who kind of solidified Player of the Week with a 13-for-13 game.
And we couldn't get her the ball. I mean, you got somebody scoring every time. One of my philosophies is the fact that when you got someone that's knocking down threes, you keep going to them. You get them open. You got someone inside that's scoring at will, much like an Alicia Clark or Amber Hope, Ebony Rowe. You get the basketball to them. Make that team stop them. Well, the one that stopped Ebony was us, and we just quit throwing the ball in there. Now, I want to clarify that. There's no jealousy. It's just the fact that we just didn't stick with what we should be doing.
And some of the entry passes weren't that good.
Well, some of them we're throwing down. One of the things that we've been working on is throw the ball up and allow them to go get the basketball. You can't throw the ball, pass the ball down to a post player because you're passing it into the guard's domain. And that's what's getting those deflections is the perimeter players, the guards, and the forwards.
Well, in that game, we only had three players score in the second half. Ebony, Courtney, and Shanice were the only players who put points on the board. So it's a good thing that they were putting points on the board for us.
Saturday night when we got home, or Sunday morning at it's about 3:30 in the morning. I bring this up about Deb. She said, we're looking at the stats. She said, you got beat in most all of the stats here. She's going over it in the garage there. And I said, well, look at that one on the bottom. We didn't get beat with that one, and that's the one that counts. So I'm going to tell you the same thing. You know, it doesn't look good sometimes, but you look down at the bottom, and if you're ahead, it makes you feel a little better.
Doesn't matter who scores, just so somebody scores.
That's right.
You know, one of those shots credited to Ebony was a pass that went awry and hit her on the arm
and went in.
Bounced straight up and went into the basket.
We've had that happen three times this year.
Yeah.
You remember at Xavier, it hit one of Xavier's players from out on the perimeter, and it goes in. I'm thinking, whoa, it might be one of those nights.
And I guess the closest player to the basket gets credit for that, huh?
Yeah,
that's the way it's scored. Well, the Raiders win the game and improved to 15-5 and 7-0 on the season, and kind of overlooked a little bit. Ebony did have a double-double with 29 and 11. Courtney had a double-double with 12 points and 10 assists.
Well, Courtney's had another double-double a time through this year where she had 15, 16 points and 11, 12 turnovers.
That's the kind of double-double.
But I'm going to tell you something. I love her to death because when she plays, we're tough to beat. Because they've got to cover, and she's got now where she's knocking down. There was a couple of times Saturday she hit some big-time shots for us.
Yes, she did.
And you know, she's did a good job running our basketball team Saturday. And then I think made one mental mistake where we were trying to cut a little time off, and she went in, went 1-on-3, and had a turnover.
All right, Raiders beat Arkansas State 71-62. And on to Mobile, Alabama on Friday.
Arkansas State, we mentioned this last week, but they're a team that beat Southern Cal, and Southern Cal is still getting votes in the top 25. So that gives you an idea that Arkansas State's got a pretty good basketball team.
They do. They've had some injury problems this year with one of their starting players, but I think they're playing a little bit better now, don't you?
Well, they were very dissatisfied when they left here. And And then the next night, I think they are the next game they had, they ended up beating Lafayette, I believe. And I believe that was at Lafayette, I believe. I'm not for sure on that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we return, we'll take you down to Mobile and talk about the win on Saturday over South Alabama. Stay with us now. Rick Ensel Live continues from Coach's Grill right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back in to the Rick Ensel Live from Coach's Grill here in Murfreesboro.
Testing, testing, testing.
That better, Deb.
Yeah.
Your favorite critics out there.
I'm telling you. Love her to death.
All right, let's move on to Mobile, Alabama. About a seven-hour bus ride down there on Friday.
Petrie's still down there complaining. You know, he's still on the sideline. He's still, you know, I think what he said in his press conference that if the referees beat him. You know, Don Wright already put something up here about Petrie complaining. He, you know, he's a good coach, but he does. He cries a lot.
It was a tough ball game. 60-53 was the final. 8 points was the biggest lead we ever had in that game, Coach.
Dick, I was talking to some of our fans. Two or three times in the game, we had a chance to push the score on out, and there'd be a long rebound. They'd pick it up and throw it up for a three. I think it was maybe three times that happened. I mean, and you know, one time they threw one up for a shot clock violation. It hit the rim, bounced out. They picked it up, threw it up again. It went in.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes it's just meant to be, you know, and that was one of those games. But you got to give them credit. Their team played hard. They were well coached. Rick does a good job. He does cry, but he does a good job. He had his team ready. They're very aggressive. And, you know, they're going to be a tough out in the conference tournament.
You know, and I was thinking when I was putting all this together, we got two wins last week over two very well-coached basketball teams.
No doubt about it. Brian and Rick both do very good jobs. And, you know, they both had their teams ready, and they came in, and they – you know, I'll have to say this about my staff, though. Alex and Lynn and Kim do a tremendous job of getting our basketball team ready. I more or less have turned that scouting over to them, and then they touch base with me all the way through what's going on, and we discuss how we want to defend the perimeter, how we want to defend the post, how we want to defend the slashers. And I'm telling you, our staff, which is your staff, do a tremendous, tremendous job.
We lead 29-27 at the half after kind of a seesaw first half. They take the lead early in the second half by 2 points. And then Shanice Kaysen hits a three, puts us up one, and we never trail the rest
of
the game.
Well, that play, you got to credit Courtney. Courtney drove all the way into the lane and probably had a shot and whipped the ball back towards our bench to Shanice wide open through traffic. And Shanice knocked down the shot and rewarded her. So it was a momentum type play, and it was one that sent us on our way to victory.
Yeah, we would have had Courtney on after the game as our player of the game, but we were on such a tight schedule. But she had one of her better games, I thought, led us with 20 points, 10 in each half.
Well, Dick, she hit three threes when we needed them. One of them was downtown Murfreesboro, and then the other two were – They were right in on her, and she was able to get it up and in. I mean, I think she went 4 for 6. Am I correct on that?
I believe you're right.
And you know, this just big time shots.
Iceland Eli had a double double. She's had several this season. 13 points, 10 rebounds for Ice, and of course another outstanding floor game from Shanice. And Ebony Rowe just steady with 18 points, 8 rebounds, completing a good week.
You know, we used to have a fan over at Shelbyville that would talk about she didn't just get up, she got up. And that's Ice Eli. Ice just don't get up. She gets up and then gets up again. And when we can keep her playing at that level, you know, she's hard to handle. I'm telling you.
She can rip the ball off the boards for you, can't she?
Oh, and she's getting better handling the ball. And she's getting better with a three-point shot. Coach Berkey wants to turn loose on that three-point shot, and I'm kind of a little reluctant on that. I'd rather have Courtney shooting it or Lakin, you know, but he keeps pushing me, let I shoot the three-point shot. Let I shoot the three-point shot. We ain't got anybody in there to rebound.
All right. We'll let y'all work that out in the staff meeting.
Yeah. I'm probably going to let Coach Berkey have his way.
All right, so win for the Lady Raiders, 60-53, second win over South Alabama this season. And we won't have to face them again unless we see them in the tournament.
I'm telling you, that they're going to be a factor in this race with the people they got to play all the way through. They've got a good team. The only game they lost at South Alabama was this week. They lost to FIU on a last-second shot, and then they lost to us Saturday. They've been undefeated at home all year.
That's right. We gave them their second home loss, and back-to-back home losses. Maybe that's why Coach Petrie was.
Well, he'll bring them around. I can assure you on that. He'll bring them around.
All right, we're going to take a break. Got a special guest coming up for you next, right after this timeout. Rick Ensel live coming to you from Coach's Grill right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou96.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, 'cause I'll be around, everywhere around, in your town. Oh, I'm gonna be around.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Back in, Rick Ensel live here from Coach's Grill on a Monday night. Big doubleheader for you tonight. Chip will be along with Coach Kermit Davis at 7 o'clock. And we want you to say hello to a special guest. This is Mariska Harris. Mariska is a member of Coach Ensel's staff. She is the Director of Basketball Operations. How about giving her a nice welcome here at Coach's Grill?
Thank you.
Mariska's second year on the job and does a fantastic job. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in basketball before you came here.
Well, I just grew up with around the game my whole life, with my dad being a college and high school coach and playing basketball, and then played in high school, played AAU for several years, and then played college basketball, and then I coached at the high school level for 2 years before coming here.
Played at Ezel Harding?
That's correct, in high
and
school.
And Tribeca?
Correct.
And coached at?
Independence High School.
Okay, so you're no newcomer to this game of round ball. Tell us about the process of taking the job. How did you hear about the job? Did you approach them? Did they approach you? How did all that go?
Well, when I was playing college basketball, I wanted to get in, you know, I wanted to coach at the college level. I had tried to be a grad assistant, and I sent out resumes. It just didn't work out for me at the time, so I went ahead and started applying for high school jobs. And when I got the job at Independence High School, I took it, and I coached there for 2 years. And at the beginning of my second year coaching high school, I just kind of resent out my resumes again, you know, trying to either get a GA or a director of ops position to try to get back at that college level again, because I just really missed, you know, one playing there, but I also knew that I really wanted to give it a try to coach at the college level. I enjoyed high school, but I really wanted more of a challenge and to get back at where I played at, and so I just kept sending out resumes, and I sent it to Coach Ensel, and he just kept it on file, and I took my team actually to the summer camp at MTSU that summer, and they were possibly having a couple positions opening up, and you know, we talked, and I had a couple interviews, and actually had an interview with Coach Ensel, and then Dr. McPhee, and then also his wife, Ms. Deb, which probably was the most important interview of them all. he offered me the job, and I actually took it a couple days before school started back up in August.
Coach, one of the best hires you've ever made. You were at the right place at the right time, I guess, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, being a high school coach, I know you were your own director of operations for that program. How did all that help you prepare for what was lying in front of you?
I think the biggest thing it taught me, being a high school coach and being over everything, is being organized, because you are over everything, and you've got to make sure, you know, with teaching and coaching, you'll be able to balance both of them, and also being able to balance the players and the parents. And I think that really was the number one thing that helped me, is just learning that the organizational skills early.
Okay, I was going to get you to tell these people what you actually do, but we may not have that much time. But just in a nutshell, a little synopsis of your duties.
The itineraries, our travel, that's probably one of the biggest things during the season, is getting our travel prepared, our flights, our hotel, our bus, our food, getting to the airport. You know, that's probably one of the biggest things. Itinerary at home, setting up practice times away, practice times at home for opponents coming in, summer camps, community, getting our players involved in the community, going to schools, and you know, helping out, volunteer works, etc.
You don't have any time to coach, and even if you did, I don't think that's allowed, is it, under the NCAA rules?
Unfortunately not.
So that probably had to be a little bit of a change for you.
It has been. It's probably been the hardest thing is because I just, you know, that's what I ultimately would like to be, is be able to coach again and be at the college level coaching. But, you know, I'm just know that I got to put in my time and, you know, do my job well with what I'm doing and learn. You know, Coach Enzel told me when at my interview is one good thing to look at it as is eventually if I do get, you know, a head coaching job that I will have, you know, been able to done all aspects and know it from the bottom all the way up. And so that's what I really try to take is that, you know, I'm learning from the other coaches and learning from Coach Enzel daily and learning from what, I have to do on a daily basis.
I hardly ever see Mariska, especially when we're on the road, without her cell phone up in her ear. And you use a lot of minutes on that thing, don't you?
Quite a bit. That's why I have to have two phones.
So you're doing double duty. Tell us what is the most difficult thing that you have to do? What's the hardest thing? The thing you least look forward to doing?
I enjoy going on the trips. I really do. I enjoy going on away trips, but it also, too, is having to handle all that, probably especially the flight trips is when we have to go through airports and security, especially some of the bigger airports, like going through Miami last week. That's a little more hectic going through, you know, more of an international hub and having to deal with going through the security and getting everybody through our entire team and travel party and in a timely manner. And then also once we get in, feeding them if we got to get them a quick dinner or something before we catch the flight.
For those of you that take your family on trips every once in a while, think about having to take a family of about, what do we travel with, 20, 22?
Typically 25 to 30.
Yeah, and making all those arrangements in advance for that, quite a job. Some crazy things happen on the road.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen, and the hardest thing is you got to sometimes put your trust, a lot of times put your trust in, you know, the hotel telling you that the rooms are going to be ready or that the bus driver knows where he's going, because we've learned that doesn't always go as planned. So typically I always have the directions printed and on my phone just in case. So like I said, you never know what, you know, people will tell you, and then it may not always go through.
Tell them how you do the meals, because I think this is interesting, and I'll add a little side note to that after you get through.
Well, as you know, just a lot of times you go to restaurants, you have to wait. So a lot of times I call in and see if they can let us come right in, sit down with no wait, which sometimes makes other people that have to wait kind of mad, because a party of 30 walks in and gets to sit down right away. But typically I have all the food pre-ordered. The girls fill out their orders ahead of time, and I'll either fax it or email it in. And I try to have the restaurants when we walk in, the food's already on the table so we can eat. We can get in and out within 30 to 45 minutes, or at least when they walk in, sit down, have appetizers and their drinks and their salad, and then, you know, 5 to 10, hopefully 15 minutes later, the food then is on the table for them to eat and get out quick.
I want to tell you folks what happened Friday. Now, we left at 8:30 or so, going to stop in Prattville at a Cracker Barrel in Prattville. We walked into the Cracker Barrel. They showed us to the back, and they already had the food out on trays with the players' names. They knew who was getting what. We were in and out of the Cracker Barrel in 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people? 20?
I think there was a little more. There was about a little under 30. There was like 28 or 29 of us.
Now, that is a major miracle in the way I look at it.
I usually say a lot of prayers.
Well, you know... And I notice after every successful road trip, and a successful road trip for you is a win and everything going right, huh?
Yes, you, definitely the win. That's the number one thing.
You breathe a big sigh of relief.
Yes.
Like, I'm glad to be home.
Yes, very much.
And then get ready for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't all happen in a day or two, does it? When do you start working on all this, for the next season?
Typically, like, we just got back from South Alabama, Mobile, so I already was in contact with the lady already starting to book our trip for next year. But as soon as season ends, I'm typically booking flights and booking our hotels and getting the dates of our games. So it's usually typically as soon as season ends, start working on the next season.
Okay, well, that's great. You do a tremendous job, and like I say, probably one of the best hires that Coach Enzel has made. And we hope, I know you want to get along with your career, but we hope you stick around here for a while.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your husband is a coach too, I think, isn't he?
He is at a high school, Overton High School in Nashville.
Yeah, so it's all in the family.
Mm-hmm. He's at practice right now.
Okay, Mariska, thanks very much.
Thank you.
How about a hand for Mariska Harris? She is the Director of Basketball Operations for the Lady Raiders. We'll take a break. Back with Coach Ensel right after this timeout from Elegant Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Rick Ensel live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro. Dick Palmer, the head coach of the Lady Raiders. And, Coach, you got a little stack of cards over there. People in the audience want to see what you think about some things.
Said the first one, will you talk about the challenges you face in the next few games and speak to the difficulties you encounter playing in front of small crowds on the road? I think the next three or four games really are very, very important in the fact that we've got Troy here. Then we go on the road against North Texas, Denver on the road, and come back and play Little Rock. So you've got four big, big games there. And, you know, how we handle that. And we need that right now. We need to play that type of competition on the road, North Texas and Denver, and then we need to play Little Rock back at home because I don't know what it would be like to play Little Rock in our gym. But and then we got Troy, you know, Wednesday night. But and playing in front of small crowds, I'll be honest with you, I think it's tough for us to play in front of small crowds because it's kind of like a scrimmage. I mean, our kids are so used to playing in front of our fans, and they appreciate them so much, and then we go into another gym in our conference and there's nobody there, and that's a negative. It's a negative on our team, and it's tough sometimes to get your team to get excited about playing a South Alabama or a Florida International, and it's not hard to get them motivated because that's their home crowd. They're used to that, and we're not.
And plus, sometimes they'll come in here with a big crowd here, and that'll motivate.
Oh, they love playing at Middle Tennessee. The coaches tell us that, and their kids enjoy playing in front of people. And, you know, you're a competitor, and those kids on other teams are competitors too, and they want to come in. They want to beat the Lady Raiders.
Okay.
Do you expect to play more of your bench this week? If so, why? And, yes, we do. I mean, we would hope that we would, again, I addressed that earlier, that every day we work on that situation with the three or four that we feel like we're going to need down the stretch. And, you know, it's just like a light switch. One day or one night it's going to turn on and they're going to be there. And we're looking for that day or that night.
You don't have a prearranged substitution pattern.
Really, we do. Really, we do. We've got Janae Brinkley. We like to substitute Courtney at the two, and we like to bring Courtney in to give Shanice a break at the one, and we'd like to bring Lauren March in at the three for Lake and Leonard. And we're even considering moving Ice out to the three and then maybe going with Kiki, or even we've even contemplated going with Stephanie at the five and Ebony at the four. Our problem there with Stephanie is she hadn't got enough experience yet, and I don't really want any negative for her right now. But you still got Diamond you can use there, Molly you could use there, and we're not past doing something like that.
Okay.
With so lopsided wins, why don't you substitute earlier in the game? I've just, in my coaching career, a couple of times that I have substituted earlier in the game, and I think one of them might have been against Buddy Pate, which is in here tonight, I got beat. So if I go with the people that I feel like is going to get the job done early, late, or whatever, and especially when you get close to the tournaments, it's all about chemistry. It's all about who's playing the best. And right now what we're trying to do is build to the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Coach, are you satisfied with the RPI ranking for the Sun Belt Conference? No. But there's not anything I can do because I can't make out Florida Atlantic schedule or North Texas' schedule or Arkansas State and Lafayette schedule. They have to make their own schedules out, and in what some of those teams are doing, they're trying to put some people on there they can beat. I guess in some cases they need to because they have to, I guess, keep their jobs. But what it's doing, it's hurting our conference is what it's doing. So, you know, they've got to do their own schedule. And Don Wright, I've already answered this one about South Alabama's coach, Rick Petrie, a good guy, does a great job, but cries all the time. You know. And here's one, how long did we recruit Ebony Rowe? Well, we were recruiting Ebony Rowe, and then we were told that she was going to probably go to Western Kentucky. She was contemplating, I think, maybe Notre Dame or somebody like that. And so at that point, we backed off of recruiting. Her dad graduated from Western, her mom graduated from Western. And so my son called me, Matt, and said, look, we're not going to recruit Ebony Rowe at Kentucky. We took the Drake kid and we took the Barnett kid, and we're not going to recruit her. And she's opening her recruiting back up. And so I got right on the phone right then and called, and we got a house visit set up with Nick and Ebony, and went in, and we were right there on the spot. We more or less got a commitment from Nick. They wanted to come down and talk to our engineering department, which we didn't have one. But I will tell you that every professor in the chemistry department called Nick, and they got a relationship going with Ebony and Nick and Tyra, and they were very pleased with our academic side, what was offered here at Middle Tennessee, and then he turned it over to us to recruit Ebony as far as basketball was concerned, and when she walked out of office, she already made her commitment. She was coming to Middle Tennessee.
Great job.
And,
great job.
You know, again, I hate it for Western.
I know you do.
You know, but... you know, we've got a great young lady that's doing a good job, and she's a team player. She's too unselfish, to be honest with you. And then the last one, this team is getting a little bit better every game, and that is correct. We really feel good about where we're at right now because every game I can see that our team is getting better. The Florida International, the Florida Atlantic, and the South Alabama game, and the Arkansas State game. We found a way to tough it out and get a win. And that's why these young ladies right now are 8-0. They've hit shots, they've got rebounds, they took charges, and it hadn't been just one person doing it. It's been them as a team doing it. And we're not through yet. I'm telling you, we still got some tough games left. But I feel real good about our team right now. I think we got a shot possibly to be ranked in the top 25 if we can continue to win. And that would be a big, big plus for this group.
All right, Coach, we'll take a break and be back with more. Rick Ensel live from Coach's Grill right after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come.
Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In White House, call Mike Gaines. And in Smyrna, call Bill Hayes.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But do people really understand better? So we asked a player if they understood better.
Yeah, you took away four of the Powerballs to give players better odds to win.
And how do you know for a fact the odds are better now?
It's simple mathematics.
Hey, I'm not even going to try to argue with math. So play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Another good crowd, Dick.
Great crowd. Lady Raiders are have won eight Sun Belt Conference games without a loss. So we've gone halfway through the Sun Belt schedule. They're 16-5 overall with a 10-game winning streak. Now and a two-game lead in our division, by the way. Second place, Florida Atlantic, tied with South Alabama. South Alabama's got three losses now. Florida Atlantic's all alone in second place. And over in the West, Denver and Little Rock tied at 5-2 on top of the league and in their division, and they meet on Saturday in Little Rock. That'll be a game.
Well, you know, I don't know if it was you I was talking to today, but, you know, the tournament is going to be great. I mean, there are several teams from top to bottom that can do well. And it's going to be up to us to really kind of hold serve, to be honest with you. Get that seed, that number one seed, and then be ready to play whoever it is we got to play.
Number one seed means you don't play until Sunday, so you have a little extra time.
Right. And that's important. I'll just tell you, it's hard for a team to play four games in a row. And that's what you're going to have to do if you don't get the number one seed, if you go all the way to the finals. So it gives you a chance to really, you know, save your team a little bit and get them ready for that long run.
Looking at the league stats, the Raiders still doing well, either first, second, or third in 11 of the 21 categories, which is over 50%.
Well, you know, I'm a stickler on conference stats. I don't like overall because it's not fair to our kids when we're playing the Kentuckys and Tennessees and to compare those teams. But when you get into conference, you're comparing the stats with everybody in the conference. And so Travis keeps me abreast every day on what's going on as far as our conference is concerned. And, you know, for us to be a great team, we would need to lead in 13 or 14 of those categories. And I think by the end of the year, we can probably go 11 or 12 categories. I think right now we might be nine categories that we're leading, and like you said, we're right there on top of some others.
And we have some individuals who are also leading in their particular category, like Courtney's got more three-pointers, and Ebony's leading in offensive rebounds and scoring, and Shanice is up there in a couple of categories.
Well, I think your assist-turnover ratio, we got three young ladies that are mentioned in that with Shanice, Ice, and Courtney, and you're scoring. We got four of the top 25 scorers in the conference, and we got three of the top 10 scorers in the conference. So, you know, our team has not played as good as it can play, and, you know, we're going to get there.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show, so stay with us. Rick Ensel live coming to you from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
In Murfreesboro, Rick Ensel live on this Monday night. And, Coach, we've got just one game this week, a little bit unusual, but we do get the open date this weekend.
Well, the Troy game, and if you remember, and for our fans, Troy took us to overtime. And we were very fortunate to have won that basketball game. Shanice Kaysen drives the length of the floor with about 10 or 12 seconds to go and gets fouled, puts in one free throw, ties it up, and we missed about four shots in the lane. We got the rebound on the second free throw and missed four chip shots and go into overtime. Score the first 6 points,
right,
5 points. I'm thinking we're in pretty much in control. And then the next thing I know, they scored six straight to take a lead again. I'm thinking, goodness gracious alive. So, but we do come out of there with a win, and we're very, very fortunate, very fortunate.
Well, when you can win a game like that on the road, you just try to get out of there and get on back home and say thank you.
that was a big road win for us, and it was a lot shorter ride back than if we'd have lost the ball game, I can tell you.
No doubt.
But Troy, if you look at their scores, they played about everybody in our conference close except Western Kentucky. I think Western Kentucky manhandled them. But everybody else, they have played, you know, right to the buzzer nearly. So, you know, you can expect another good game Wednesday night.
They've got some kids from Australia on that team, and I think one of them has been injured. She is back playing, playing well.
She didn't play when we played them down there. She's back playing.
So that will be Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Murphy Center. Hope to see everybody. I think just about everybody in this room will be there. Coach,
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Bring some of your neighbors. We're going to take a break, our final break, and be back to wrap things up with Coach Ensel right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, 'cause I'll be around, everywhere around, in your town. Oh, I'm gonna be around.
Ha! Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
We're going to go live for our final segment from Coach's Grill on this Monday night. It seems a little strange next weekend not having a ball game.
We got a ball game. Our men play Vanderbilt.
That's correct.
So we can all go there.
That'll be a great trip. I know Chip and Kermit will be talking about that.
They're going to get Kermit to get us some tickets.
I heard they're pretty scarce, Kermit. Yeah.
Think we can break in.
Second half of the conference season starts Wednesday night. We'll be playing some teams that we haven't played before, especially out of the West Division, and a couple of them on the road.
Well, Denver, I think Denver and Little Rock and North Texas are the three best teams in that side, and we still got to play all three of them. So we're going to find out a lot about our basketball team, and we already know a lot about them right now. But let's go on and test them again, and kind of on the road. And you got to win championships on the road. You got to.
That North Texas Denver trip will be the next week, and it will be a Thursday Saturday, I believe. Coach.
Right, right. We'll play on Thursday night, and then fly into Denver on Friday morning, and then Kermit and them plays on TV early, and then we play at 5:00. I think they changed that around, so we'll play after the men on Saturday out there.
We thought the Florida trip would be a big test for us. It was. We passed it, and this will be truly a big test for us.
We're going to be calling on them. I can tell you that, Dick. We're going to be calling on them. We're going to be challenging them. This is what it's about. Right now you're getting to the end of the season. You're getting to the end of the conference race. And, if you're going to win a conference championship, you're going to have to win on the road. I mean, they're not going to mail it in. You've got to go do it.
And we're going to be talking about the Sun Belt Conference tournament here pretty soon down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and getting ready for that.
Well, if you haven't got your tickets and reservations, you need to go on and get that, because it's going to be one. You're going to need to wake old Leroy up, because with our men and women both playing like they're playing right now, that's going to be a hot ticket.
All right, Coach, enjoy the show, and we'll enjoy Coach Davis's show with Chip here in just a few minutes.
We'll do that.
All right. Coach Rick Ensel.
Thank y'all.
I'd like to thank everybody here for coming. Our studio engineer, Stan McLeod, Chip Walters, for doing all the setup work for us. Travis Woods taking care of the media stuff. And remember your servers, and come back to see us next Monday night, 6:00. We'll be back with Rick Ensel live from Elegant Sports and the Blue Raider Network. Good night, everybody.